Section 5. Listen to the following interview.
Where is Turkey, actually?
We have a very small part in Europe and in Asia. If you're asking which kind of life are you living, it depends on the region. I'm living in the west part. We have customs like Asian people, maybe some similar with Japan also, but living style is like European style. My city is before was a city of Roman Empire. So, but if you go to east part, living is I think Asian. Or
so Turkey is like a bridge between Asia and Europe.
Yeah, very mixed culture.
I wanted to ask you what stereotypes you find to be common in Japan about your country, about Turkey?
The first thing is that, of course, the place of the country where it is. It's in Asia or in Europe. But the most frequent question is which language we are speaking, because in Japan, all students know about Ottoman Empire. So that's why we're still speaking the Arabic language or Persian language. And we are writing also the Arabic language.
Mm-hmm. I see. And do most of the population in Turkey speak Turkish? Or are there still some people who speak Arabic?
Especially before, like my grandfather, he could speak Arabic and he could write. But nowadays, it depends on the region, because the people who are living near the border of Syria and like Iraq, so I have friends who can speak Arabic because they are very close to Syria. But especially I cannot. I'm living in the west part of Turkey, so the official language is Turkish.
Mm-hmm. And you said that many people speak German in Turkey. Is that because there are German tourists or because many people go to Germany?
Especially after the Second World War, some Jewish German professors came to Turkey, especially in Istanbul, in Izmir. And that's why the students began to learn German. And also there are so many people living in German, Turkish people. So, of course, this is one of the reasons.
You mentioned they were Jewish professors. Is the Jewish religion popular in Turkey?
Jewish religion in my city, in Izmir, there are. And also in Istanbul, there are Jewish people, but not so many. So
the most popular religion
is Islamic religion.
Islam. Is there a difference between Islam and Muslim?
No. Mm-hmm. I mean, Islam is religion, a Muslim person. So.
I know in very orthodox Islamic religions, women have to wear chador. Is there that kind of tradition in Turkey too?
Especially the grandmothers wear this one. In villages, women wear while doing, for example, the like the cooking or while doing the washing. So it's just a custom. But for some people who think about religion radically, they prefer to wear these kind of things. But it's not like Saudi Arabia or like in Iran. So. Yeah.
So it's not forced.
No, you don't have to. No, not forced. Just it depends on the person's wish.
And did you have stereotypes of Japan and Japanese people before you came here?
Japanese people are always taught to work so hard from morning to evening. I think the first thing that everybody can say, I don't know.
Do you find that true here?
I don't know. They begin to work, I think, not so early in the morning, which I'm not used to. I always begin my study very early in the morning, and I prefer to finish my study earlier. But people go to the laboratory after 9, and so they stay until 9 or 10. But I go to the laboratory at maybe 7 or 7:30 or 8.
Was there something that surprised you about Japan when you came here?
I think as a country which has so many technology, I think there are problems about environment. In my country also, we have, of course, as a developed country, they should have, but maybe they should be aware of the environment problems more, I think. But I don't think that they maybe they are not so aware or they don't want to. And also about health, as a doctor, I saw that. I think in Japan, they don't know so many things about health problems. And if you have something, if you have a symptom, so they should go to doctor or not. It is important or not.
Yeah, I see. Is there any way that you find Japan and Turkey to be similar?
The Japanese people say they to take off their shoes in front of the door and never with shoes at home. I mean, this is, yeah, we do the same in Turkey, but I think in Europe or in the United States, it depends on the family. They also do it like this.
That's true. In America, some families, they take off their shoes too.
Yeah, so the one of the thing also in my country, students wear uniforms like in Japan. So maybe for European and for American people, it's surprising. But in my country also, we wear these uniforms until the university. So so this is one of the same thing.
Mm, that's very interesting.
Yeah. About the food, I can say in my city, for example, we have so much fish like Japan's. But we don't eat sushi.
I see. So. Mm-hmm. What do you miss most about your country now?
About my country? I was just trying to get used to living here, but now I just miss the sea, I think. I was living near the sea in my city, and I can swim as I was. So here... maybe swimming just in the pool.
And, well, maybe it's too early for you to tell, but is there something that you think that you might miss about Japan? You go back to Turkey?
Of course, I will miss my friends here. But I think also I will miss maybe the laboratory conditions, because you can do research here, because always there is opportunities for doing the research.
Good. Okay, good. Thank you.
I thank you.